Last month, Governor Phil Scott presented the legislature with a funding plan for water quality improvements in Vermont. Democratic lawmakers haven't exactly jumped on board with the proposal, but the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has. That's a big win for the Scott administration, and VPR's Pete Hirschfeld is here to help us understand why. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Henry.
So, Pete, the Scott administration got an important letter from the EPA on Monday. What did the federal agency say, and why do we care about their opinion?
Well, the EPA's opinion matters because the EPA is the regulatory authority that's holding Vermont's feet to the fire when it comes to cleaning up Lake Champlain and other polluted waterways. About 8 years ago, the EPA took a look at what Vermont was doing with regard to water quality and decided it was not nearly enough, and they gave us an ultimatum. Come up with a suitable plan to fix this water quality problem, or we're going to force you to do some incredibly expensive and unpleasant things. Now, part of complying with those EPA requirements included coming up with a funding plan to pay for all of these related pollution remediation projects. Phil Scott put a plan forward in his budget address last month. The EPA took a look at that plan recently, and they sent a letter to Secretary of Natural Resources Julie Moore on Monday. And EPA says this looks like a really sensible framework, and Julie Moore says that's a really important development.
We've been putting a lot of time and effort into developing what we believe is a robust framework for doing the work, but ultimately EPA's approval is essential to knowing that we're able to check that last box on our report card.
Now, EPA has made it very clear in the past that they're not willing to sign off on Vermont's clean water program until they're convinced the state is committed to allocating the revenues needed to pay for it. And now EPA is saying, hey, if you can get the legislature to sign off on this plan, then it's going to pass muster with us as well.
And so the EPA is on board, but Democratic lawmakers have been skeptical with Governor Scott's clean water funding plan. What's their objection to the administration's proposal?
The main concern that Democrats have with Phil Scott's plan is that it relies almost exclusively on existing revenues to pay for clean water funding. And many lawmakers are concerned that that's just going to shortchange other key government programs that need the money just as badly. They also think that responsibility for paying for these clean water improvements should be shared broadly across the tax base. And Senate Natural Resources Committee Chairman Chris Bray says a new per-parcel fee on property owners is the best way to do that. Bray also favors something known as an impervious surface fee in addition to that per-parcel fee. He says that's going to ensure that developments that are contributing most to the water quality problem in Vermont will pay their fair share.
There are parcels that deliver a far larger adverse water quality impact into rivers and streams than others. So that's where the impervious surface fee comes in.
Okay, but this letter from the EPA, is that going to change any opinions on the Democratic side about the Scott plan?
You know, that remains to be seen. What it does signal to Democrats is that what Phil Scott has put forward is a viable proposal, at least in terms of the federal agency that's overseeing this effort. Now, like we mentioned earlier, Democrats have some real concerns with what Phil Scott is putting forward. If they can't, though, come up with their own proposal, then Phil Scott's, given this EPA assessment, may figure into whether or not they're willing to go along with it.
So what should people be watching for next as this debate unfolds in Montpelier?
We can expect a committee vote on the bill that has that per parcel and impervious surface fees within the next week, I think. And that's likely to make its way through the Senate. But the House, historically at least, has been far less receptive to that concept. And it's unclear still what kinds of alternatives they might propose. I should also mention Phil Scott is adamantly opposed to the per parcel fee, so that's another pressure point there as well. A lot of lawmakers say the state needs to come up with a new dedicated revenue source of some kind to pay for this water cleanup. Here's the thing, though, Henry. Lawmakers have been talking about this urgent need for a long-term funding plan for the past 6 years, and they have yet to come up with one. Phil Scott has. Whether lawmakers are able to craft a viable alternative that they can all get on board with, let alone one that wins buy-in from the governor, is going to be one of the big question marks that hangs over this biennium.
And Scott has the approval of the feds on his side at this point, too.
He sure does.
VPR's Capitol Bureau will be following this story and others as the legislative session proceeds. Pete, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Henry.